Brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. Let's Talk Small Business is a show that brings you all the relevant issues that impact small businesses here in Georgia. Thank you for joining us today for this beautiful day here in Georgia. Nice and sunny. We've passed some of that rain. Before we get started today, this edition is we're going to be celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month this month. And so we've got a phenomenal guest that's going to be joining us to talk, one of our manufacturers, one of our new minority businesses that's going to be talking about their business. And so before we jump into that, I want to mention a couple of things. On October the 3rd, GMSDC is going to be celebrating its Spirit of Alliance Award at 200 Peachtree. So for those of you out there that have not gotten your tickets and plan to join us, please do so immediately. It's going to be a phenomenal event. We're going to be celebrating 40 years of supplier diversity, excellence in supplier diversity, and we're going to have some phenomenal things going on, and you don't want to miss it. So we look forward to all of you joining us on October 3rd at 200 Peachtree. And so with that, we're going to have a wonderful guest, one of our minority businesses, as we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month, all month. And as you know, as part of our mission at GMSDC, we support our constituent base is ethnic minority suppliers. And we're very delighted to have our Hispanic heritage as part of that. And so today, joining us, we're going to have Mr. Solis from the I want to make sure I get the name correctly, so you can help me out here.
Certainly. It's La Chiquita Tortilla Manufacturer.
Okay, excellent, excellent, excellent. And so, you know, I'm always fascinated by manufacturers. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a hot thing because all of our corporations are very, very interested in manufacturing businesses. And so take a few minutes and talk to me about the company, a little bit about the background and how you got started, and share a little bit about the history.
Sure. Well, it's a family-owned and operated business since 1979. I'd like to say that, you know, as far as background, you know, my mother's Cuban.
Okay.
My father's Mexican, and I was born in Georgia Baptist Hospital.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you have a little bit of everything kind of going on. It's a wonderful business that we've started. My father started and my mother started again since 1979. The reason why we started is we weren't satisfied with the products and the service in the market.
Wow. And you're almost, your GMSDC celebrating 40 years and you're almost 40 years old.
Well, 35 years old, 36 years old in business. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, time flies. I was telling you guys a few minutes ago when I was running around the factory, you know, I was about 3 foot tall and 3 foot wide, having one corn tortilla in one hand and a flour tea, and my father saying, stop. You know, anyway, it's kind of fun what we do. But what we cater to is our high-quality customers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in selling to everybody. And 95% of the market has the preservatives in the products. Mm-hmm. We cater to 5% of the market that wants a kind of a gourmet tortilla that smells fresh, that melts in your mouth, it melts in your hand. I mean, that's the most important. When you smell it, it smells fresh, like your mother makes it, and that's the most important thing.
Now, tell me a little bit about the name La Chiquita.
Well, La Chiquita is actually named after my sister.
Okay.
Okay, when she was born, she was really, really small.
Okay.
And my father said, hey, Chiquita, that's a great name for the factory.
That's
kind of how it started. That's kind of how it started. So, and it's continued to grow. That's for sure.
And so your product, as you said, is 95%. You have no preservatives. It's all natural.
Right. Exactly. Right. So again, in the market itself, about 95% of the market has preservatives in it.
Okay.
We want to stay away from that. Now, even in the 5% of the market that we have, mm-hmm. we're growing mm-hmm. 15% a year for 15 years. So it just continues to grow. People want something better.
Okay.
And you know, and we're here to offer it. I mean, we don't fit in all categories, but if you want something good, that tastes mm-hmm. good, that's not going to crack, that's not going to smell bad, I mean, that's what makes a difference, I think.
Now, I want to tell our listeners, for the record, there are no samples. He brought no samples here today.
I have them in the car.
So I want to make sure that it's clear. He brought no samples, warm samples for us to try as we were having this interview. So that is an action item he is taking away to bring to the office for us to have samples of the product so that we can talk about it.
Sure.
We can talk about it and really tell you the experience of having the product.
Right.
And so let's talk a little about, so family-owned business, you've been around for 35, 36 years. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the plans going forward.
Well, it's at the weight that we're growing.
15%. I heard that 15% number, which is phenomenal.
It is, because 15% of 3 million is different than 15% of 25 million. And as we keep on growing, it just keeps on, the numbers just keep on. Because, again, people want something different. People want something good. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't cater to everybody, but if you taste my tortilla, you smell it, then you fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. And that's the key. So I don't want to touch everybody. Mm-hmm. I just want to touch the few people. You know, it makes a difference. It always does. And we're continuing to grow. You know, we're a small family-owned business, but, you know, we cater to McDonald's is one of our customers.
Oh, wow. McDonald's, that's a huge brand.
Absolutely. We cater, we pack for Burger King. You know, I sell to Cisco, U.S. Foods, PFT, all the major players in the market.
Okay, so all the major players.
Now, for us to be able to sell to them, you know, there's certain certifications that we have to have.
Their standards.
Their standards are high. So whether you like them or you don't like them, you know, the product continues to be excellent. You know, We have inspections come, you know, AIB certified superior. We're BRC certified A. McDonald's comes in and does inspections. The military comes in and does inspections.
So you have to work. So there's work with the military as well.
Absolutely.
So the military is using the gourmet special tortillas as well.
Hey, well, listen, I'd like to say if you were ever to be in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba,
you've got the best.
My tortillas are sold in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. So I hope that doesn't happen. But if you do, the wrap they have, that's mine. That's mine.
So you've got the best.
I think so.
That is excellent. That is good to know. Well, so again, I'm going to hold you to those samples.
Oh, absolutely. You're going to love it. Now we do a lot of different. See, at this particular point, it's you know, obviously about quality and everything else. But we help the community also. We have a pink tortilla.
A pink tortilla
that we do for breast cancer awareness. It's such a wonderful.
Oh, you know, I am loving you. Yeah. That is incredible.
Well, we started the wonderful thing about with this, two or three people in charge. Mm-hmm. Somebody comes to me and says, "Hey, Jose, can you do a pink tortilla?" And that's exactly what happened. And I go, "Let me see what I can do." You know, within a couple hours, you know, we were able to produce that.
Excellent. So let me ask this question. As a family-owned business, because I hear a lot of things in terms of the quality.
Right.
And I hear about even the specialized and the ingredients. So what would you say are the top things that have contributed to your success?
Well, I take everything personal, if that makes sense. If you have a problem with a product, you have a complaint, I personally go out to the restaurant and you know, see what the problem is. You know, we have, their quality is so high that we literally have not a lot of problems with the product. But if you do have a problem with the product and the owner's son comes out and says, "Hey, I'll take care of it for you." I mean, that's important. You know, I've had the same phone number for 18 years. If you call me, I answer my phone. You know, that's amazing to nowadays. You know, people will call me and they'll go,
"You answer the phone."
I answer the phone.
Yeah, that's right.
Hold on, I'm going to answer the phone and I'm going to take care of your problem. Immediately, that means something.
Because, so service.
Well, the reason why we're in business is because of the service and the quality. When my father had the restaurants in the 70s, you know, he was having issues with quality. He went to the restaurateur and said, or the guy that was producing the product, and the guy said, "Take it or leave it." My father's like, "Well, I can do better than that. I can give you a better product, and I can give you wonderful service." So that's when he invested his first $100,000 into the first machine. And it's been a slow growth ever since, but never going backwards, always going forward. So if you have excellent product, but you have bad service, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
If you have excellent service and you have bad product, it doesn't work either. So
no.
The combination has to be perfect, and I'd like to say it's perfect lately.
So you have an excellent product, you have great service.
Correct.
And so you've got it all.
I think we do. You know, again, I take it personal. When somebody says, "I'm having problems with the product," that's like, my God, my poor mother, because it feels like, you know, they're hurting my feelings. So I go out and, you know, and personally, I mean, I'll give you an example. Friday of last week, there was a complaint. Yesterday, Monday morning, I went and visited the customer. The customer, first of all, was overwhelmed that, you know, the owner's son came out.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him some samples.
Now that'll make it all go well with a sample or two.
Exactly right. I mean, there's no sense in being stingy. Well, there's one thing. Our quality control is so high is that out of 35,000-40,000 cases per week that we produce, you know, our rejection or our return is 0.001%.
Oh wow!
So there's no problem. So if there's a problem, I just immediately give you samples and go touch your skin and say, hey, try this, try this, try this, try this. And I usually end up getting more business every time there's a complaint, which is wonderful. Again, because nobody does that.
Excellent. Excellent. So two things. Okay. I don't think we talked about your role in the company.
Okay.
So let's talk about your role in the company. Okay. And so, and then I've got a follow-on question. Tell us what you do with the company, because clearly you're the marketing guru of this company.
Thank you very much.
Clearly you're the marketing guru.
Well, I am the director of marketing and sales.
Okay.
But I'm very proud to say that I'm the most expensive dishwasher you'll ever meet in your life, because I've done everything in that company.
Okay.
From loading trucks to working on the freezer.
And family businesses are that way. I'm well aware.
You have to do it all.
You know, it was,
so I'm in the back of the factory and I'm trying to work on the line, and the lady says, you don't know what's going on. I go, my dear, I've done this. My father would be mad at me. He'd put me on the production line. So I've done all that kind of stuff. So it was
This is funny. Your punishment to go to the production line.
I'd love it because nobody would bother me. But anyway, that's another story. But it works out really well. So that's, I kind of do a little bit of everything. We've been having some issues the last week or so. So I've been getting up at 3:30 in the morning, going to the factory. You'd be there at 4 o'clock in the morning, overseeing the production. That's how much I care.
That's what you do.
That's what you do when you have a family business.
When
I have a problem, you know, again, if somebody's calling me and say, hey, Jose, your tortillas are sticking together. My goodness. You know, first of all, we're 100% trackable, mm-hmm. traceable, so we know exactly what's going on. So I kind of figure out what's going on, figure out where the product came out, and then try to fix it and not avoid the problem. Answer my phone call. Be nice.
When it's a family business, it's you.
Exactly.
It's you. It's your brand.
Well, I tell everybody, nobody knows anybody at the factory. The only person they know is me.
That's exactly correct.
So, I mean, I've been traveling since I was about 19. So I travel maybe 10 days a month, and I handle the whole Southeast United States. I'm having a problem in Pensacola, Florida. Mm-hmm. A gentleman didn't store the product correctly, but you know what I'm going to do Thursday in the afternoon? Drive to Pensacola, Florida.
Take him some product. That's what you do.
That's exactly right. And you know what? And the guy's like, my goodness, really? You don't have to? I go, no, I insist. Because that's the difference. Again, you can have the best quality and no service and vice versa. So we have the best service. You know, again, when the owner's son comes out and says, hey, can I help you?
I'm impressed.
It makes a difference.
I'm impressed.
Thank you so much.
I'm so impressed. You have no idea. Well, and it takes a lot to impress me, I promise.
I put about 60,000 miles a year. Yeah, I do about 60,000 miles a year in my car, you know, and I constantly take products to people, mm-hmm. trying to tell you. But, you know, you can see where the growth is. You can see that it doesn't stop. I give people hats. You know, when I go to, I go, here's my hat. And they go, wow, you know, nobody gives him anything. So my thing is they have the hat, and whether they buy my stuff or not, they're walking around the kitchen with my hat on all the time. That gives me such satisfaction that I'll come in 6 months later and they're still not buying, but the guy in the back has the hat. That says something in what we're trying to do.
And so let me, you know, because you are the marketing, you're phenomenal.
Thank you.
So you've got a product that's not, let's talk about how you're marketing this product, because it's a ethnic product.
Correct.
And how you're approaching the marketing of this product.
Well, what we've done now, believe it or not, I mean, out of all the products that we produce, mm-hmm. the percentages is probably maybe 70% non-Mexican,
mm-hmm.
and which is a lot. So I cater to, you know, to your country clubs, to your higher end restaurants. I remember doing a presentation 20 years ago, and the gentleman says, like, well, we don't like this product, we don't like this product. And I was like, that's okay, but it's the same every time. You know, whether you like it or you don't like it, it's the same every time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm okay with that. You know, you can't please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the continuous growth, continuous not being satisfied. Because I think that's my problem, is I'm just never satisfied. I wasn't satisfied at 5,000 cases a week. I wasn't satisfied at 10,000 cases a week.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing 35 to 40,000. And I feel like we just started. I don't know if it's the hunger or maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. But it's just, you know, I told my father, I feel like we're starting from brand new. He goes, are you crazy? I go, absolutely. He loves it, by the way. He loves it, by the way. The enthusiasm that they know that I have for the product. It's nice to have a pretty baby.
Yes. Oh, but it is.
It's nice to have mm-hmm. a pretty baby. That's a difference.
Yes.
Now, if the baby's not pretty, you can fix her up a little bit over time. And now it's really pretty. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, I'm telling you, I am so impressed with your product. I'm impressed with your strategy and your marketing.
Right.
And so I cannot wait for us to have samples to try it so that we can talk and tell everybody about it.
Certainly.
And so we're going to take a break. But I want to know for our listeners, we're here with Jose Solis of La Chiquita Tortilla Manufacturer.
Beautiful.
We're going to be right back. And we're going to talk with our second guest when we come back at Let's Talk Small Business. We'll be back shortly. Hey there, this is Stacy Key with Let's Talk Small Business, and we're back with our guest today as we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. And so we're back with our second guest today, Tony DeFuria with T. DeFuria Media Group. Now, Tony's been around GMSDC for a while. He is not a new MBE. He's been in and out and around. Tony, yeah, you're one of ours. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm proud to be one of yours.
Yeah, one of ours. Mm-hmm. We're glad. And he's the media guru, marketing, branding. He knows all this stuff. So welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So take a few minutes and talk to us about T. DeFuria Media Group. And in media, I put a group on that. Do you see I just expanded it?
Yeah, well, that's great. I'll
I put
take
a
that.
Group.
Yeah, that's fine.
So talk about the company, what you're doing today, where you're going, a little bit about where you're going.
Well, I had the good fortune of growing up in the newspaper business and worked for a variety of large papers and a couple of small ones. I worked for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution for the longest time.
And Cox Enterprises. One of our founding members.
Right.
The Cox Media family.
Yeah. And Cox and AJC, terrific company, and was able to do different jobs there on the creative side and then eventually on the marketing side. But through that exercise, focused on the Latino market towards the end of my career there. And then in 2007, left and then started my own consulting group, T. DeFuira Media, Inc., actually. And our role really is just to talk to companies, interview them, and help them develop brand strategy. And a lot of folks, they have a difficult time figuring out where their brand is going or how to articulate the message. You're going to take a product to market. You really need to make sure that you have the marketing materials on the front end rather than the back end. A lot of folks just do it on the back end. They don't realize that that's a prerequisite on the front end. It just works a lot better that way. And so we end up doing that and just talking to a lot of different companies. Major clients, state of Georgia, have done work for the Gwinnett Braves. We do a lot of work for the state, Division of Aging, Division of Child Support Services, and things of that nature. So they have an excellent group of folks that you never hear about how much good work that they do, but so our job is to go ahead and help them articulate that.
And so, you know, everyone's talking about the demographics changing. You know, everybody's is a buzz in 2020, 2040, 2050 is all going to flip, and so America's browning. So talk a little bit about what's going on with this whole browning.
Well, I think it's an exciting time. And then, you know, of course, in the news, it's also sometimes it's a growing pains time. It's difficult. Some folks have a hard time accepting change. But the reality is, and particularly when you consider technology has imploded the world. And so as the landscape of the American demographic begins to change, you know, you just have a lot more immigrants here. And it's not just Latinos. It's folks from Asia, folks from Pan-Asia and so on. You already have a very vibrant African-American community. And so you have just this wonderful, the stereotypical melting pot of influences and cultures. And so I think it behooves any company to kind of recognize that and then develop, strategies that can be hopefully effective culturally. Mm-hmm. To drive new business. And in every case, and I can tell you this, in every case that we have done work on looking at these new markets, business has grown. And it's always, it increases, it's a new revenue source for companies. So if they start targeting the Latino market or the African-American market or the Asian, basically ethnic marketing.
Yep.
Drives more business. And if you think about it, why not? You want them to sell to everybody, not just one particular group.
Oh, I would agree. And so I will tell you, let's talk a little bit about the marketing around these demographics, because companies are, you're starting to see the big players targeting in language. You're starting to see people in the ads that look like people of color. And that's been going on for a while, but you're seeing more and more of it. And we're starting to hear more about measuring its impact. And impact is very important right now. And so are you doing work around impact to measure? Because we're hearing more of that right now, of the impact that it's having. And how do you measure this? Is the measurement in sales alone? Are they looking for impressions? What is the impact or the measure here?
Yeah, well, we try to work in a metrics at the end of the marketing exercise so that we can have some sort of guide as to what seems to be working and what doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And so it's usually either more phone calls or a little bit more business or just awareness. The the approach has been to, in every aspect of the projects that we work on, is to fold in the diversity component. You know, just basically try to get everybody in that picture. Mm-hmm. And I think that we as consumers respond much better when we see ourselves in advertising.
Absolutely.
And so we try to do that. So it's, again, I continue to be, you know, surprised, but it makes our business move that not a lot of folks recognize that. And so you do see more ads these days with mixed races, you know, people that with obvious orientations and things like that. And that's okay. You know, I think that's a wonderful thing to be able to show that.
I remember that Cheerio commercial. The Cheerio commercial that they had, the mixed races, that was the one that kind of broke into this space where they had the mixed race couple and they were talking about the Cheerios with the kids. And that was kind of a recent one, I think, from last year that really kind of opened up this space. Let me ask this other question around the whole demographics. They talk about the ethnic space or the cultural, you know, multicultural space being the customer being more loyal. I've heard that. And so is there any kind of evidence or is that true? I've heard that. And I was at a meeting last week, actually, a week before last, and they were talking about it. Studies showing about the multicultural and the ethnic customer being more loyal. And actually, I've got some, Nielsen's done some ratings and some information around that as well. And so I'm trying to understand that.
Well, I think that that's absolutely correct. You know, I think loyalty happens to everybody if you're treated with respect.
Yes.
And if you're invited to participate and be, you know, be included in the products and how they display them and things like that, you know, people respond to that. And so I know that I feel as a consumer, if I see myself in the image and, you know, then I kind of say, hey, cool, this is a company that begins to kind of get the fact that life has changed and our landscape has changed.
Okay. And Jose, I'm going to pull you into this conversation as we're talking about, because your product is targeting, targeting into a Hispanic space.
Sure.
And it's really, actually, it has crossover appeal.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sitting here salivating, trying to wait to get samples.
Well, that's the thing. When I do presentations, I tell everybody it's not just Mexican restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has a wrap. Everybody has chips.
Exactly.
You know, if you know, we did a study. There was like 160 restaurants. I think it was in the Buckhead area. And out of the 160, over 100 had either a wrap or a chip or something that was Mexican oriented. I mean, Mexican targeted, and that's what we want. Like I said, you know, most of our business, 70%, is not even Mexican restaurants. I mean, that's pretty powerful when it's crossed over to, you know, to the mainstream.
And see, the wrap is considered that healthy thing.
Absolutely.
And so which is good, and everyone's focused on health, more health conscious and being healthy, and so that's a good thing.
Well, again, what our target is a non-preservative product.
Non-preservative, healthy.
It's good stuff. I mean, when you smell it and it smells like, again, like your mother made it, you know, how can you go wrong? And I love to tell this story. A gentleman from Mississippi, I sent him some 4-inch flour tortillas, mm-hmm. and his mother passed away a few years ago. And he kind of was almost crying on the phone saying, man, this is just like what my mother made. Oh. My God, when you touch people that means something.
So let's tie this, Tony, to this. You see the emotional tie? Talk about that from the media perspective, that whole emotional tie.
Well, I think he makes a very good point of, you know, that their food items are marketable to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I was just at a restaurant yesterday and I was just struck by the internationalized aspect of the menu. Mm-hmm. You know, you had Asian food, you had Hispanic food and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense to market culturally. Mm-hmm. Not stereotypically. Mm-hmm. And so there's a big difference in that.
I like that.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Because
that
right.
emotional tie, it goes all genres. That's everyone.
Right.
That emotional tie just goes to every single person. And so, again, this emotional marketing and tying from a media perspective and branding, there's something there. I want to understand that because that's, to me, what connects the loyalty part. When I have an emotional tie to a brand, I'm not as easy to switch. When I've got that stickiness, and if when I don't have any tie, you know, I'll go with the coupon and I'll go to anybody I can, you know,
exactly
and flip channels. And
well, the one example that I think always use is just Apple, Apple Computer. If you think about it, they took a very complicated, process, which is computing, and made it. They humanized it, mm-hmm. and they made it beautiful in the process. So their products are easy to use, and they're pretty. and they work very reliably. And so when you go into an Apple store, I've never seen a disgruntled Apple employee. They're always high on their product and very excited about it. So there's a lot of pride in their product. And so, again, marketing can do that. Internal marketing, actually marketing, you know, we do two aspects of it for any marketing campaign. There's internal and external. So external, when you take it to market for the public consumption and so on. But there's an important component, which is internal marketing. Mm-hmm. So if you have a large organization, you got to make sure that all those folks are in sync with what your message is going to be.
As we're wrapping up, Tony, I want to hear from you, because many of our corporations and many of our business owners are trying to reach that Hispanic marketplace. They are. And so you are a excellent resource for them. So I want them to get your contact. I want you to give us your contact information. I want you to give us some parting words, advice for them on how to reach you and if they're looking to target that marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that lots of corporations are recognizing this is important. They've had success in some aspects of reaching this new demo. But I think more can be done. And again, that's more with internal marketing. A lot of folks get a little bit intimidated by seeing articles in a different language and mm-hmm. things like that they may not understand. So the idea is to hire people that you trust, that understand, that are perhaps native speakers and can bring you that knowledge, and everybody just learns from it. I can be, our website is www.tdeferiamedia.com. And you can contact me directly at tony@tdeferiamedia.com. Be happy to take your messages all day long.
Okay. And Jose, how do we get your product here in Georgia? Where do they go?
Well, I sell to, again, all the major distributors. Okay. I sell to Cisco, to
they
U.S.
can't get it from Cisco. They gotta go to get it from, what is it on the retail side? Is there a retail side?
We don't do retail.
Oh, so they have to go through.
We don't do retail. We strictly we cater to restaurants.
Okay,
and,
got it.
More. Yeah, the problem when you do a retail pack is that you have to put preservatives in the product.
Okay.
So okay. I mean, you mentioned a big chain store a few minutes ago, and they came into the factory and they were like, "Oh, you guys are great, family owned business, and we love you, but I need for you to change this, 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 and this." And I said, "You know what?" I looked at my father. My father looked at me. And I already knew what he was thinking. I said, "You need to go, because I'd rather be small and good than big and not so good." If that makes sense.
If
you continue to do the same thing over and over again with passion and with quality and with service, you're going to grow. It doesn't matter.
So we're going to have a special open house at GMSDC where we're going to have their product. And so stay tuned for the special open house so you can come and try the product. We're going to create something
I'd love for you to try it, because listen, yes. I can talk about it all day long, but until you put it on your lips and taste it and you put it in your nose and smell it, there's nothing that can really describe it. I mean, I can describe it and it sounds good like this. Could you imagine if you had a tortilla in your hand and you put it to your face?
You and Tony need to connect, because I'm telling you, this marketing,
I'm down with that.
This is incredible. So I want to thank our listeners for taking time and joining us today at this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. Our sponsors, the Georgia Power Company, Cox Media, a family of companies, and the Coca-Cola Company, for without you, this would not be possible. Stay tuned and join us next week at the same time, 11:30, Business Radio X, for the next edition of Let's Talk Small Business. Have a great week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.